You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
No one has ever seen God. Sure, there are depictions of God. Amazing frescoes cover ancient cathedrals. But those depictions of God are those of the artist. Not even people who have died and come back to life claim to actually have seen God. They may claim they have seen a bright light, or hear a gentle voice, or experience a warm embrace of love. But actually having seen God is not part of their reflection or their near-death experience. But God does give us signs of his existence, not just in the afterlife experience, but in this life as well. Sometimes those signs that are given are not the ones that we would choose for ourselves to confirm the existence of God. We can be quite picky in this regard. We may want a particular sign, maybe even pray for a particular sign, and even think that the absence of a particular sign means that there is no God. Atheists, rationalists, secularists, and a bunch of other ists are all very good at denying the existence of God, because the signs and the proof that they want are not forthcoming or readily apparent to them. In our first reading, Isaiah tried to convince King Ahaz to trust in the Lord's might rather than enter into military alliances with pagan neighbors. But the king's heart was hardened. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, telling Ahaz his plan, but Ahaz doubted the Lord. The Lord even told Ahaz to ask for a sign that the Lord was telling the truth, but Ahaz rejected the Lord's request. In the end, however, Ahaz relied on his military and political systems, and it didn't turn out particularly well for him. We see signs of this in our world today, as many tyrants or dictators rely on their bureaucracy and powerful military to rule their subjects. God is rejected in these systems, and they eventually fail as they fall and fail to see the signs of God's wonders in every human heart, the signs of life, of liberty, and of love. They fail to see Emmanuel, God with us. Of course, interpreting God-given signs requires faith. Faith may involve a leap in the dark. It may be a conviction about things we do not see, as St. Paul says in Hebrews, just as we say in our creed, of all things visible and invisible. The actual seeking of signs to confirm our conviction of faith is one thing. It isn't a testing of God, but demanding signs from God as a prerequisite to faith, without which we refuse to believe, is contrary to true faith. Signs can be sought legitimately and offered as confirmation for those of us who are truly open to the Word of God, and struggling to be faithful in this world. This brings me to today's gospel. In the movie, The Gospel According to Matthew, there is a wonderful retelling of St. Matthew's gospel. No traditional movie dialogue in this film, just the gospel words set forth to action in the film. Today's gospel reading is in that movie, but the powerful part of the scene that we read about today is told in silence. When Joseph sees the girl he is to marry, it is obvious that she is pregnant. In a close-up of Mary's eyes, she seems to say that there is an explanation for all of this. And I can explain this in her look. But Joseph turns and leaves her. He walks for miles. Exhausted, he collapses and falls asleep. In a dream, he gets an explanation, wakes up, and slowly walks back to the village. And Mary is there, waiting for him. Their eyes meet, and the viewer gets the impression that they know that nothing is wrong, that somehow God has intervened in this situation. In the gospel that we heard, Joseph goes on to accept in faith his vocation. He accepts his role in a story that is salvation history. But being the humble man that he is, he probably had no idea of the significance of his fiat. Joseph's portrayal in the Bible is that of a quiet man who, without commotion, is first of all open to believe the mystery of the virgin birth. Secondly, he takes his essential part in the drama of the infancy of Christ and all that goes with it. One could imagine that if he knew all that he was in for as a human, he may have chosen otherwise. Recall that Joseph met with incomprehension, with opposition and mockery from Jews and Gentiles alike, and was sent into exile to protect his family. Perhaps this is why we ourselves are shielded from knowing the future. If we knew what was in store for us, we might not go through with it. Ultimately, though, faith is a gift, and a gift that is a response to Him who is both Son of David and Son of God. Christ Himself, in His life, death, and resurrection, is the ultimate sign of God's presence in this world, and He alone is the fullness of that presence. For us, in this day and age, our experiences and encounters with those who reflect Christ and His gospel in their lives, in their words, and in their deeds, confirm our faith. But even more so, how graced are we Catholics to have the Eucharist, that ultimate sign of God's presence with us. All of this, too, place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.